So I'm here with Lindsay Allen from the Sequel Cat team. Thanks for joining us, Lindsay.
Hi, Zach. How are you?
I'm great. So with SQL Server 2008, what's your role and what did you work on?
So my team actually focused on the best practices, and also we have a customer lab. And for SQL Server 2008, we had these tech customers and early adopters come to the lab and help them to do upgrade performance tuning. And also we published 5 best practice papers before the CatMan RTM on our website, sqlcat.com.
Cool. So SQL CAT stands for Customer Advisory Team, is that right?
Yes, CAT stands for Customer Advisory Team. And the SQL Server Customer Advisory Team is one of the earliest CAT team in the Microsoft. Yeah.
And what's really the whole mission of the team? What sort of stuff do you work on?
So the mission of the SQL CAT team is to help our enterprise customers, the top ISVs, to adopt SQL Server in the most challenging scenarios. And our mission is actually to push the envelope, push the boundary of the product deployment. So we have a design wins program for the top customer case studies. Mm-hmm. That's CAT team get involved in most of the challenging deployment of SQL Server.
Great. And what's your role on the team?
So my team, I'm managing the SQL Server best practice team and the customer lab team. So we have a team of PMs working with customer and in Redmond mostly, and in the lab for the performance tuning upgrade, and we gather lessons learned from all the customer engagement across the team, enterprise customers, ISVs, and we write up best practice white papers.
Great. So those best practice white papers, like what impact do they have on the product and on the community apart from just those large enterprise customers? So the rest of the developers out there in the world who don't really fit in the CAT program, what impact does the CAT program have on their experience with the product?
So it's a two-pronged lessons learned, right? When we learn the way the product is used by the customer, we publish to the community how the product is best used in certain scenarios. Also, from this deployment, we learn the improvement a product should have. So mm-hmm. for all the product feature team, we provide lessons learned from this customer project so they can use as a guidance mm-hmm. and or as a scenario guidance for future product planning.
Did Paul work for you, or because wasn't he working on something, Paul Messermaker, like some integrating the best practices back into the product? And actually, is there a tool that he's built that?
So there is a part of my team. Actually, Paul's managing the use to code the best practice analyzer.
Right.
That is a tool we actually exchange developer first. It's not the same as environmental or the system ecosystem best practice.
Okay.
It's more like feature basis, the default alert warning kind of rule checking.
Right.
It's a tool developed by MPU team.
Okay.
And initially developed by Exchange. And we use that to do some basic system configuration checking. Yes, my team still owns that.
Right,
Paul owns that. Still, on the new release 2008, it changed to PBM, policy-based management.
Right. So basically, my understanding is that some of the best practices and lessons learned from the SQL CAT team are the rules that went into the best practice analyzer. And so it's sort of that knowledge of your team able to feed back into a product that the customers end up seeing. Is that...
Yes, that's the intention of the long-term roadmap. Right at this moment, because the tool is still at V1 release, PBM's V1 release,
right,
and the BPA is older version, so the tool set itself is not rich enough to enable that process yet, but that's a long-term vision.
Great. So with SQL Server 2008, what were some of the big challenges that your team faced?
With SQL Server 2008, I think the challenges are similar with any releases because the customer workload is really complex to set up for the mission-critical system, and it's difficult to keep up with the new builds coming from the feature team. So
right.
The new builds coming normally faster than we can set up the customer workload to do the test runs. Yeah.
In terms of accomplishments that you're most proud of?
I'm very proud of my team actually published the 5 best practices prior to the release. Yeah, 5 white papers.
And what are those white papers?
Yeah, I'll show you really quickly.
Okay.
And on the SQLcat.com site, mostly are published under the tech notes because we try to turn around our publications really quickly.
Okay.
So here is the one most recently for analysis services, pre-allocation.
Okay.
And the lessons learned for use combination of analysis services 2008 and Windows Server 2008.
Okay.
So leverage both key server products features and the scale up reporting services of 2008.
That's a big feature.
Yes, we're putting lots of effort. You can see there's lots of collaboration put into these best practices.
Yep.
We collaborated with MCS, MTC, Premier Support, and of course, definitely the feature team themselves, right? You see the feature teams, the key PM and devs name on these white papers as
right.
well. There's new features on database mirroring. So we have white papers on database mirroring using log compression.
Okay.
Have been very popular. You can see the hits numbers going pretty high. These paper are all fairly new.
Yeah, that's yeah. great. So I'm not sure what sort of detail we can talk about with customers that are in the CAT program, but are there any that we can talk about that you'd like to highlight, some of the like big accomplishments and sort of the big customer scenarios that people are running?
Sure, yeah. It's actually, I'm really happy with this version, 2008. The upgrade for our key OLTP customers compared to 2005, it's a breeze. I had one of the largest online gaming customer from Europe.
Right.
It's one of our key scale-up workload. We brought them, this is from Austria, we brought them to our lab here in Redmond, and we did just upgrade, in-place upgrade, their workload just run perfectly.
That's
and great. Got about 5% faster. On the large system like this, run Superdome, 64-way Superdome with about 60 web servers driving the workload, upgrade just works, normally doesn't happen. So we're so happy.
Great.
Yeah.
So SQL Server 2008 shipped just a couple days ago. Does it feel good to be moving on to the next thing?
Yes, definitely. Actually, we already started the coding next version of SQL Server. And the planning for next version is intensely on the way.
Great. Well, thanks.
Thank you.